Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Noach, we have 14 psukim. This week's Parsha is, of course, about Noach and the Mabul. At the end of Parshat Bereishit, we were told about the corruption and depravity that filled the world. We were told then that Noach was an exception. And in this Aliyah, we are told again that Noach, and only Noach, was a tzaddik, and he was faithful to Hashem. He is informed that a mabul was coming, which will destroy the world. He is to build a teva and fill it with his family and every species of animal to repopulate the world after the mabul. At the end of our Aliyah, when Noach is told to bring all of the animals into the Teva, the Torah uses seemingly strange language. The Torah says in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'yata kach lecha mikol ma'achal asher ye'achel, v'yosafta elecha, v'haya lecha v'lahem le'ochla. Says Hashem to Noach, take all the food that will be eaten, keep it in storage, and it shall be food for you and for the animals. Why does the Torah say, V'yata kach lecha mikol ma'achal? It would seem that the Torah should have said, V'yata kach mikol ma'achal asher ye'achel. Not a single word in the Torah is extra. So why did the Torah say, V'yata kach lecha, and not just V'yata kach? The Kli Yakar of Shlomo Ephraim Lunchitz, who died in 1619, says that the reason why the Torah says V'yata kach lecha is so that Noah would know that the food had to come from his own property and not from other people's property. The Kli Yakar says that Noah could have said to himself, these people are going to die very shortly anyway. Why not just take from their property? And to dispel Noah of that notion, the Torah says V'yata kach lecha. Take from your property so that the miracle will be magnified. Noach certainly did not have enough food for all the animals and for his family for an entire year on the Teva, but V'yata kach lecha, take only from your property and Hashem will take care of the rest. Rav Chaim Shmuelevitz, who died in 1978, and says in his Sichos Musar, he takes issue with the Kli Yakar. This is found in Sichos Musar Ma'amar Vav. It's beginning on page Chaf Bet in the newer reprints of the Sichos Musar. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz finds it hard to believe that Noach, who is called a tzaddik and a tamim by Hashem, would think that taking food from the soon-to-be victims of the Mabul would be permissible. Therefore, the Sichos Musar offers another explanation as to why the Torah would say V'yata kach lecha. He says that most people believe that if you love someone, you will give and give and give to them. But in reality, love comes when you give to someone, not because you love someone. Love comes as a result of giving to someone else, not as a cause of loving someone else. If you want to love someone, don't wait to love them, but give to them, and you will see your love for them blossom. This is a most beautiful concept that is a pretty well-known idea from Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler. He died in 1953. This is found in the Michtav Me'Eliyahu Volume 1 in a section called Kunchas HaChesed. But the Sichos Musar says it here as well. And this, says the Sichos Musar, is the explanation of V'yata kach lecha. There is no one who was Moser Nefesh for the people and the animals in the Teva like Noach. Take a look at some of Rashi's Perushim in our Parsha. Rashi of Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us how Noach was coughing and became sick, taking care of all the animals and all their eating patterns. But this was Noach giving of himself tirelessly on the Teva for every living creature on the Teva, basically every living creature in the world at the time. And how did Noach acquire that Mesirut Nefesh? How did he acquire that love and that ability to give? How could Hashem train him to love all of the creatures on the Teva? V'yata kach lecha. The food must come from you. Sure, it's going to be a miracle. A teva that size can't hold enough supplies for a year, but still Noah had to put in the effort. He had to give and give and give. He had to give of himself, and the love and the mesirut nefesh for others followed. What a beautiful message. Shavua tov, everyone.